Have you ever had a buddy whose chest puffed out as he told you about how his favorite car, the first new one he ever bought, had just hit 200,000 miles on the odometer?
If so, Tom Gamache's 1972 Chevy Blazer might cut him down to size. It's reached 1.5 million miles.
Matt Jaffe wrote about the truck and the road trips he and Gamache have taken in it in the November issue of Arizona Highways.
I'm not actually a car guy. Tom Gamache is a good friend of mine. He's a landscape photographer, and we've traveled together for more than 20 years in his 1972 Chevy Blazer. The Blazer has 1.5 million miles on it, and Tom still uses it as his heavy-duty work vehicle. It's by no means is it a museum piece. This is the vehicle that he takes off on dirt roads and some really very dodgy roads in the Southwest and other areas. And it's really a remarkable truck because it just does things that modern trucks can't do in quite the same way.
And everyone gets excited, and I would think for good reason when they hear, oh, a car got up to 250,000 miles. We're talking about over a million miles. First of all, has Tom done anything special with this truck to keep it so sturdy? And secondly, is there something, I don't want to say spiritually different, but is there something that is different inherently about riding in a vehicle that has been through so much and that it really feels like it's bonded with its owner?
I think because Tom has some real skills working on vehicles, he's made a few enhancements, which frankly I don't fully understand in terms of the overdrive. And it is a different experience traveling in a truck like this because it has such a personal history for Tom, but also now for me. And I also think that when you're in an older vehicle like this without air conditioning, there's an AM radio that in the time that I've been traveling with Tom has never worked. And you really do get a sense of the elements a bit more. I think a lot of modern vehicles, as comfortable as they are, tend to feel rather sealed up. And when you get out into the Southwest and Red Rock Country, I think that there is something special about feeling the road, and which isn't to say that the Blazer isn't a comfortable ride, but it just doesn't ride the same way as a vehicle that came out in 2014 might feel.
Matt, for people who have only been in Arizona for a short time or have been around but have never driven through some of the areas you describe, Navajo Nation is a unique place. Can you describe what some of the sights are like and what it's like to be in that truck in that area of the Southwest?
It can almost feel like you're at sea. Not that there's nothing there, but it's big and it's open and it has this really epic quality to it. Tom grew up in New Hampshire. I grew up in Chicago, and it really embodies what my sense of what the Southwest was supposed to be. And it's really a great feeling to be able to escape into a landscape like that. Even now, like anything else, it's changed, but you do have a sense of timelessness that you don't often have in a lot of places.
The road trip, whether it's in a unique vehicle like this one or not, seems such at the heart of America. Do you and Tom have that feeling in the road trips you've made?
One of the things that Tom and I sometimes talk about is how intimate a road trip is, because the windshield frames the landscape, and it's intimate in the sense that you're not usually looking at each other, you're just looking out at the landscape. So it's almost that feeling that you sometimes have if you're camping with somebody and it's dark and you're in the tent and you're talking and you're not necessarily looking directly at somebody, and it's this very direct connection with somebody else's mind and their thoughts.
Matt Jaffe, who wrote about a 72 Chevy Blazer with 1.5 million miles for November's Arizona highways.